I'd like to persuade you to take a look at our recently published T.S. Lombard View report about the U.S.-China trade war. The title, Trade War Raises Recession Risk. But this is not some backside covering warning of global recession. The house view here at T.S. Lombard on the global macro picture, led by our chief economist Charles Doomer, our macro themes from Dario Perkins and the crucial U.S. angle from Steve Blitz, have now for well over a year or two been stressing that expectations of a recession, just because the cycle has gone so long, lack logical foundation. The drivers simply weren't there. But now we have, last month, the escalation of the trade war. In fact, a full-out escalation to the tech sector and global economic and ultimately geopolitical rivalry between US and China. How might that change things? And we look at it from all perspectives, using many of our leading analysts' insights and knowledge in this report. What we do is a couple of things. We take sober stock of what last month's escalation means. And then we look over the brink to see what the worst case might be. And the recession word in our title gives the game away of what that could mean. But the mainstream case would still be that muddle through will somehow prevail. And that may happen and may be signaled at the upcoming G20 summit in Osaka by detaching from the fraught US-China agenda the non-negotiable, the intractable parts to do with tech and the broader geopolitical and security implications. And so the parties would get back to bilateral trade, market access, intellectual property protection, and the like. And sometime before next year's US presidential election, President Trump would proclaim victory. Now, what might that mean? Sounds okay, doesn't it? But it would imply, as we argue, prolonged global economic attrition. And we look at that, those effects felt perhaps first and foremost by means of the FX scissors effect, namely a stronger dollar relative to a weakening Chinese renminbi, and the effects of that on emerging markets, negative, and through them to the advanced economies. This attrition effect is spelt out especially for US and in Europe by Steve Blitz, as I mentioned, also Shweta Singh, our chief European economist, and not very pretty, despite it looking the relatively benign scenario. But then, if we move on from there to look over the brink at how things could get really bad, medium-term attrition could tip into recession. Why? Because the tech war escalation and its geopolitical implications would pull the rug from under the negotiating process. It's not so much that the U.S. agenda is straying onto systemic areas of governance and importance for the Chinese party state. It's more simply that the escalation into the tech sphere removes the availability of concessions, even if hypothetically the Chinese side might be disposed with the correct combination of sticks and carrots to grant such concessions. And the result would be that come the fine day when President Trump wishes to proclaim his victory, there is no possible deal to be done. And that moment will not necessarily crystallize. The point of no return might already have been passed, but it might not become apparent. The relative complacency of equity markets in the face of this crisis, as described by our chief strategist Andrea Ciccone in this same note, might prove even justified on a, say, 3 to 6 month view. But perhaps there will be an important indicator, and that will be the decision of the US government in mid-August on whether to prolong its temporary general license on waiving the ban on exports of equipment and technology to Huawei and potentially other Chinese tech companies. If that license is extended, the relatively benign scenario could still play out. If not, well, we could be not only looking over the brink, but beginning to topple into the worst case scenario. That signal, when it comes, may of course be blurred, may be ambiguous, but incorrectly interpreting it will be key for global asset allocators.